producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've been saying Central Texas Command Center for 20 years on air, and I didn't do it to be cheesy. I didn't do it to really be funny. I knew folks would laugh at it. But I had to get people to understand, this is a war on fear mind. It's a global government. It's coming after you and your family. They've authorized the Pentagon to engage in domestic lies, the CIA to target folks with psychiatrists and brainwashing. It's all being announced. So I do come to you from the Central Texas Command Center in occupied territory, FEMA Region 6. They haven't mopped up everywhere. They haven't taken over everywhere. In fact, the states are fighting back. Congress is fighting back. We got to admit how much trouble we're in to be able to beat this. Not eating around. These are not environmentalist wackos. They're not liberal crazy people. They're cult leaders that can order their people to put Drano in their eyes, and they do. They use hardcore mind control. But you can break off their mind control anytime you want by simply flipping the script and realizing they're the enemy. You've got the hardwire program to defeat these people. I suggest you activate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Rex in Mississippi. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller. I've been listening
Welcome.
To you for a few months now. I just wanted to ask you, I noticed an article, the petition for 2012 to impeach Obama.
And yes, sir.
I was checking to see how that went. I don't know what the final result of that was.
Well, here it is. They set up the White House petition to act like they listened to people and as a stunt so they could pick the things they wanted and claim it came from the people and have their own groups write the stuff. So we admitted the thing was a joke, so we said use it like a toilet and just go in there and just point out the hypocrisy. So we said do a petition to deport Piers Morgan so he'd take the bait and have me on a show. So all the petition is good for is to take it away from him. That's why they never promote it anymore. Now it was 5,000 signatures, and it was 10,000, and 50,000, and 100,000. So we push it above 100,000 to get attention, and then they just ignore it. But we had petitions to turn our power plants back on and stuff. It's just been a very useful tool, taking it away from the enemy. That's what we do. We take their weapons, and we use them against them.
Okay. Well, I've noticed there's been a lot of other people. Like I saw a lady on the Internet named Orly Tate. She's brought impeachment proceedings against him, but every time it seems like it doesn't work.
Well, you got to have it by the House, and you've got to have him indicted in the House, tried in the Senate. I appreciate your call, Rex. Good to hear from you. Rex. Let's talk to Matthew in Mississippi. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, so I guess I'll start off by saying I've been listening to the show a long time. My dad listens to the show. We've been big fans for several years now. But anyways, I'm actually an Umpqua Community College alumni. I was in the Umpqua Singers Performance Group for a couple of years. We toured Spain, did a whole bunch of stuff over there, and great time. But anyways, so I've got a lot of family, a lot of friends that go to Umpqua. In fact, it's actually called a three-year school because of the fine and performing arts deal. But anyways, so... The thing that catches me, there's a few things. One thing, during the attack, I talked to my mom, who was under a table at the time. She was in the cafeteria, which is also the main administration registry building, that kind of thing. And so I'm talking to her, and she goes, yeah, they took down the first shooter, and we're waiting for them to take down the second shooter. And a lot of my friends have sent me texts that say, yeah, we're waiting for them to take down the second shooter. This kind of deal, and then I've been looking on the media going, where is the information on the second shooter?
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens a lot, and I'm not going to say this was staged, but they were going to stage, fake hijackings. They've been caught staging other stuff. They staged Fast and Furious, so they're 100% absolutely capable of staging this.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because no amount of mass shootings is our fault as gun owners, and they're going to have to really stage a lot of them to get the numbers up because it's still not above 200 a year. And so it's a tragedy. I'm sorry for those that got killed, but it's nothing compared to 300,000 killed by our criminal government funding Al-Qaeda in Syria and was upwards of 100,000 in Libya. Good job, Matthew. Appreciate you. By the way, I didn't even mention that. Yes, the UN is going to take over your local police departments. Dean wanted to talk about that, but Paul Watson can go to him. UN take over your local governments and actually have them go around and spy on you for your political action. It's part of a new UN police force. You can go to the Justice Department and read the Attorney General talking about it. I mean, this is real.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and infuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show for the fourth hour. Overdrive, I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got a ton of news coming up over the next hour. We've also got David Knight popping in at the end of the hour to preview the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to play a video, probably in the next segment or this segment, out of a migrant camp in Europe where one of the refugees is complaining about the fact that he doesn't get sex and that he had to stay in a taxpayer-funded hospital for 3 days because of his failure to get sex gave him blue balls. That's right. It's going to get pretty graphic in this hour. So if there are young children watching, you might want to turn down the volume because we're going to delve into some pretty graphic and disgusting issues, as you would expect from the progressive left. We're going to get into the woman who made herself deliberately blind by pouring drain cleaner in her eyes and how that was treated by the media coverage of the issue. This is completely bizarre, but it's par for the course of what we've come to expect from progressives and social justice warriors. We're going to get to your calls probably in the next half hour as well. Wanted to start off with Russia, because, of course, we've had over the past week Basically, Russia has decimated ISIS in many areas. It took them a week to better what it took NATO and the US to do in 7 months. 7 months of bombing ISIS in Syria, and Russia has basically already beaten that. So now NATO, and this is breaking news up on the BBC News website, NATO is incredibly butthurt about the fact that Russia is actually killing terrorists in Syria. And we know why that is. Because ISIS has the same agenda as the NATO, as NATO and the US. They want to topple Bashar al-Assad. Russia has a different agenda. They want to maintain Assad in power, and they actually want to kill ISIS terrorists, God forbid, which is why they're being demonized in the media and from the White House and NATO over the past week. So BBC News reports, Syria conflict. NATO warns Russia on airstrikes. This is a breaking news which went up about an hour ago. NATO has urged Russia to end airstrikes, quote, on the Syrian opposition and civilians, days after Moscow began raids to support Syria's government. Okay, let's get this straight. Syrian opposition. Okay, the US spent $500 million to train these so-called moderate Syrian rebels. It came out, and this is a Guardian report, US has trained only 4 or 5 Syrian fighters against ISIS, top general testifies. So General Lloyd Austin, of course, it was now a few weeks ago, testified that this $500 million program to train the moderate rebels has resulted in only 4 or 5 actual moderate rebels that are not jihadists, that are not going to hand their weapons over to ISIS, that are not going to join Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Syria the first chance they get, which is what happened to the vast majority of all the other moderate, quote, moderate rebels that the US and NATO have been backing for the past 3-4 years. So that's why the US and NATO are incredibly butthurt about the fact that Russia is killing ISIS terrorists, because ISIS wants to topple Bashar al-Assad, as does the US and NATO. So now they're basically threatening Russia to end the airstrikes. The article continues, Moscow says it is targeting Islamic State and other Islamist positions, but US-led allies and Turkey say government opponents are targeted. Bear in mind, this is the same Turkish government and military that has been bombing the Kurds in Iraq who have been fighting ISIS. So again, NATO and Turkey are actually targeting the people who are fighting ISIS while supporting these, quote, moderate rebels, who aren't moderate at all, they're jihadists, who are handing over their weapons to ISIS, to these Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups like Jabhat al-Nusra, and in many cases, defecting to them as well. Russia comes along in a week, obliterates all these key command centers, these key ISIS command centers. But we can't have that, can we? Oh no, Russia's bad. Russia's the bad guy now, but actually trying to kill ISIS terrorists. And if you look at the actual numbers, we've had articles before on InfoWars about these ISIS jihadists miraculously discovering huge weapons caches dropped by the US military. And then you look, you drill down into the actual statistics. The US has dropped 43 bombs on ISIS per day since the campaign began, which was about 7 months ago. Compare that to 1991. The Iraq War, the first Gulf War, 6,163 bombs dropped per day in comparison to 43 in the supposed war on ISIS, the airstrikes on ISIS that were launched by the US and NATO 7 months ago. So they're obviously not targeting ISIS. There are reports of ISIS getting a heads up, getting a warning before these airstrikes happen and fleeing to a different location, which is why Obama's plan to degrade ISIS has been a complete failure for the past 7 months. They've only grown in strength. They've only gained more territory. They've lost some territory in some areas, gained it in others. Then Putin comes along in a week and basically just obliterates dozens of ISIS command centers. And NATO and the US are not happy about it. because they trained these moderate rebels who handed over the weapons to ISIS because they know they share the same agenda, which is to topple Assad, and also impose a no-fly zone over Syria, which is why they're opposing this Russian war plan, these Russian airstrikes, because it's upsetting the agenda to impose this no-fly zone, which, of course, is key to controlling the country and eventually to bombing actual Syrian government positions and taking out President Bashar al-Assad, which has been the agenda all along. And what's amazing about it is they lectured Russia for a week. The whole of last week, they lectured Russia about the fact that they were, quote, targeting civilians and opposition forces. Turned out that was completely fake. It was a Soros-sponsored group called White Helmets. They released an image of this jihadist, this, quote, moderate rebel, with a child in his arms, bloody, bruised, potentially dead. And basically they said, this is a result of Russian airstrikes. Turns out the photo was about a week old. The casualty was a result of Syrian government airstrikes. But they faked it and blamed it on Russia so they could have this whole narrative in the media that these Russian airstrikes, which are killing ISIS terrorists, are in fact killing civilians. And isn't it amazing that the mainstream media suddenly develops this, you know, deep compassion for civilian victims of airstrikes, which has been completely absent for the past 15 years or so? What made it even more darkly ironic is the fact that on Saturday in Afghanistan, the US bombed a hospital and killed 19 people. So again, lecturing Russia all week about them killing civilians, and then on Saturday, there's a US airstrike that kills 19 civilians at least in this hospital in Afghanistan. So again, complete hypocrisy on the media narrative. And they're desperate to stop these Russian airstrikes because they're actually having an impact and killing ISIS, which the US and NATO don't want. They want ISIS to remain in the region because their goal, their end game, is not to destroy ISIS. It's to topple President Bashar al-Assad. And, of course, that goal is shared by ISIS. So it's in their interest to keep them in the region. And that's why the offensive against ISIS has been so weak. Russia comes along and completely obliterates it. Then you've got this whole narrative about, you know, you had McCain last week come out and say, we should arm the Syrian rebels to take out Russian fighter jets because we did it in Afghanistan and it was such a success. It didn't lead to the rise of the Taliban. It didn't lead to the rise of Al-Qaeda. It didn't lead to the rise of Osama bin Laden and 9/11. No, it was a complete success. And that's what we should do again. So that's, again, they're trying to create a provocation. Now, if you remember back in 2003, this leaked memo before the Iraq war, when they were trying to find a justification for the Iraq war, the whole weapons of mass destruction narrative was failing. 31st of January 2003, we had this memo. Confidential memo reveals U.S. plan to provoke an invasion of Iraq. Quote, this is the Guardian article, Bush told Blair the U.S. had drawn up a provocative plan to fly U-2 reconnaissance aircraft painted in U.N. colors over Iraq with fighter cover. Bush said that if Saddam fired at the planes, this would put the Iraqi leader in breach of U.N. resolutions. So there was a plan on record. It was never put into action, but there was a plan to fake a shootdown of a U-2 plane over Iraq to blame it on Saddam Hussein and create a pretext for the invasion. Over the past few days, we've had these Russian fighter jets almost collide with Israeli jets. We've had them go into Turkish territory. Turkey turns them back, these Russian fighter jets. And basically they're saying that Turkey would have had the right to shoot down those Russian fighter jets. Again, echoing John McCain's rhetoric that we should arm these individuals to shoot down these Russian fighter jets. So they're trying to create a precedent. They're trying to create a provocation. And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it could be that they would stage a kind of collision, a mid-air collision between maybe Israeli and Turkish fighter jets to blame it on Russia as a pretext to go to the UN and say these Russian airstrikes on ISIS need to stop, even though they're not killing civilians, no evidence of that. They're taking out ISIS command centers and they're having a massive impact. But they don't like that. So I think there could be some kind of provocation on the score of this UN plan back in 2003 to create this false reason to invade Iraq. They could go with that narrative once again. That's what it seems to be building up to. We'll explore that and more after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others. At 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar, we're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We're back live. It's the Alex Jones Show, 4th hour overdrive. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Dr. Corey Jackson coming up in a second with a news update, but I just want to direct you to the InfoWars store, of course,
This is how we operate with your support. We're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by the US government. We're not funded by NGOs. We're not funded by anyone other than you buying the products, getting the subscriptions. And that has allowed us to expand over the past 10, 15 years to the point where we're now challenging the mainstream media narrative and having a massive impact on a number of issues. InfoWarsStore.com, LiverShield is back in stock, and it's on sale at $29.95, an enhanced blend of powerful herbs that support normal cleansing and function of the liver and gallbladder. So that's InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Again, $30 saving on that product. It's in stock. It's available right now. With excellent third-party reviews, you can go and check out what the people have said about these products. We don't write those reviews. Those are people who buy the products, use them for themselves, and get massive benefit out of them. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, InfoWarsStore.com. Help support the broadcast. Help us grow and take on the mainstream media in the InfoWar. Jakari Jackson, you've got some news updates there. Go ahead, Jakari.
Thank you, Paul. Jakari Jackson back here in the Central Texas Command Center. We're going to look at some of the top articles on InfoWars.com. We'll start with this. Texas top cop, ISIS may be infiltrating border. This is a great article by Adan Salazar. And we spent a lot of time on the Texas border over the past, I guess, year and a half now. Myself and Adan, we were down there last year, and we were talking to ICE agents, Border Patrol agents. They say, yes, we do have people coming over the border, whether they're MS-13 or ISIS. In the case of this article, we see various reports of people, MS-13, going to other parts of the country. And it just goes to show that not everybody coming into the country is from Central or South America. You have people coming in from all over the world. Some people with very legitimate reasons. They're worried about the violence in Syria. They're worried about the drug war in Mexico or failed drug war, as it may be. So some people have very legitimate concerns for coming here. But they also have to realize that it's a lot of U.S. intervention that are making some of these situations worse. Case in point, the Sinaloa drug cartels getting their weapons from Fast and Furious, and also ISIS and other people having things airdropped courtesy of the Obama and Western-backed governments. Go on now to PC police want to ban ham sandwiches because Muslims might find them offensive. That by Kit Daniels. Now, this is just another in a string of stories we've seen previously, people trying to ban peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because in some countries they don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's just the PC police gone completely out of control. They say you can't wear American flag shirts. You can't have, American type holidays in the school system anymore because some people may be offensive. I just can't imagine going someplace, South America, going to Canada, Mexico, any place else, and telling them not to have their cultural holidays because it may offend people. I think they would just laugh in your face. And this by Paul Joseph Watson. Migrants complain about lack of sex in refugee camps. Well, bro, it's not a brothel. It's a refugee camp. If you want your sex, you need to go someplace else. Also, we have Chancellor Merkel. Lord God, send illegal immigrants. Now, I run into so many people who say, it's their responsibility. It's God's work to help people. And yes, it is God's work for you to go and be charitable to people. But a lot of the people who are making these claims aren't doing anything to actually help the people who are coming over the border. They'll get up on TV, they'll have their marches or whatever. I'm like, well, how much money or how much resources did you actually give to these facilities that are housing these people? And the answer is close to none, if any at all. And also, as I spoke about last week on the InfoWars Nightly News, we see President Obama saying, let's, do so much to help all these people. There are homeless people who sleep in front of the White House. If you guys don't know this, myself and David Knight, we were out there last week. And I guess it's the South Lawn. But there's a big park in front of the White House. You have the White House fence. You have a big park out there. There are homeless people that sleep in front of the White House in the United States of America in 2015 during the Obama administration. You don't see them so much during the daytime because they always kick them out because you can't be there when Obama walks outside. But if you go there at night, you'll see them sleep on the bench. So if you want to talk about humanitarian intervention, why don't you just walk outside and give those people a job or let them stay in your lavish house? And we have things on the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal has been reached. Great article by Kurt Nemo. Now, David Knight is going to be hosting the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. He has documented the TPP in such detail, so definitely stay tuned for that. I'm sure he will get all into that. And also, a lesbian Swedish bishop wants Christian crosses removed from churches to please Muslims. Now, this is completely ridiculous. This, along with some of the recent statements that the Pope has made, not so much about lesbians, but some other things that he's mentioned. Just people who are supposed to be pushing the Christian faith are doing everything but that. Stay tuned. This is the InfoWars Overdrive Hour. Jakari Jackson, along with Paul Joseph White.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back live, four-hour overdrive of The Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, the migrant crisis has kind of slipped behind the scenes over the past couple of weeks in terms of mainstream media coverage, but it still continues to rage. We've got reports about 900,000 migrants coming into Germany before the end of the year, a total of 1.5 million for the year. Now, we featured videos about the behavior of some of these migrants, which isn't being showcased by the media. Of course, we've had the clapping Germans as they arrive, you know, Dutch people singing songs. They're all welcoming. They're rolling out the red carpet. And then you look at the actual videos of what's going on and the reports of what are coming out of these migrant camps. And it's disturbing, to say the least. And it's not being covered by media, by mainstream media, which is why one of the videos I made about it got 1.8 million views, because there's a thirst for this knowledge, because people just aren't seeing it on the likes of, you know, ABC, CBS, Fox News, and BBC News. It's all been completely positive. This is going to have a wonderful impact on our culture and society once we welcome these people in. Well, take a listen to what one migrant said outside a, quote, refugee camp in Europe. Here's the clip.
Doctor, say, make this. I sleep 3 days in hospital. Because this is a problem.
What was the problem?
Problem here.
Problem there?
Exactly. Balls, it's very big. Like this. It's
your
big. Really? He said make sex with anyone or make anything.
We are 400 people, okay? How I can bring the girl to here, okay? She go like make 400 times sex. Shit.
So the first guy in that clip basically was pointing to his groin and saying that he had blue balls. He was in prison. He was in a hospital, a taxpayer-funded hospital, for 3 days with blue balls because there was no one to have sex with at this migrant camp. So again, the narrative is they're fleeing war, they're fleeing ISIS persecution, they're starving, they're desperate. And yes, in some cases they are, but it's a minority. You know, only one-fifth of these so-called migrants are actually Syrian refugees. The rest of them are fleeing to a higher standard of living. 72% of them are men, according to the UN's own figures. And so now we're seeing all these videos of these mostly men outside migrant camps in Europe complaining. We had another video, which is embedded in the InfoWars article, which is up there right now, about this video, migrant complains about lack of sex in refugee camp, where it's a refugee camp in the Netherlands, and they're complaining about slow internet connections, lack of being given money for cigarettes, and adequate food. So these are the concerns of these migrants who are supposedly fleeing ISIS persecution. Of course, they're not Syrian refugees. They're fleeing to a higher standard of living. And now they're complaining about not having enough sex. Well, that isn't a problem for some of the migrants in Germany, and we've reported on this before, who are forcing women and underage girls, children, into prostitution in these migrant camps. In fact, three top social organizations in Germany just a few weeks ago came out with this huge letter warning the German government basically that this activity was going on in these migrant camps. The people in charge of the camps were doing absolutely nothing about it. In fact, some of them were complicit, being paid off to allow this to happen. So migrant women and children being raped by these men in these migrant camps, they're not having any problems getting sex, and the German government is covering it up. They're covering it up with Facebook censorship. Mark Zuckerberg, who's of course is an expert at censorship given his close ties to the communist Chinese government, is now working with Merkel, with the German government, and with ex-Stasi officials. That's confirmed. The very group in East Germany that spied on, hunted down political dissidents. Now, an ex-agent in that very organization is working with Zuckerberg and the German government to go after people who make, quote, anti-migrant comments on Facebook. They're being threatened with dismissal from their jobs. In extreme cases, they're being threatened with their children being taken away simply for making anti-migrant comments. And then the police in many areas in Germany are now not reporting these rape cases, which are impacting not just migrant children and women, but Germans living in the local area near these migrant camps. The German police are covering up these cases so as not to, quote, legitimize right-wing demonstrators. Because now we're finally seeing an uprising in Germany with all these protest groups finally speaking out against this. And they don't want that narrative to be out there. So they're covering up these rape cases. The Gatestone Institute, we featured this article, listed a bunch of them. We also had a recent video featured on Infowars.com where it was this Arabic-speaking woman who got on a train in Budapest, which, of course, is where many of these immigrants come into before they head to Germany. She was Arabic-speaking. She lived in the Middle East for a number of years. And basically, she listened to the conversations that these migrants were having on the train you know, as they cast away food and rob people in train stations, as we've had the videos, we've shown the videos. And they were basically talking about taking her hostage and raping her. So this is the kind of culture. And again, this is not all the migrants, this is not all the refugees, but it's a sizable portion of them. This is the culture that we're importing into the West. And now Chancellor Merkel says, Lord God sent illegal immigrants. Thank God for the rape hordes. I mean, you know, divine intervention. We should thank the Lord for this great influx of freedom and a cultural understanding and tolerance as migrant girls and women, as Germans in those towns are being raped by these individuals. We should bow down and worship Angela Merkel. And if you say a damn word against it on Facebook, you will be censored. You will be hounded. And then this. Again, we covered this earlier. Lesbian Swedish bishop wants Christian crosses removed from church to please Muslims. This is in Stockholm, Sweden. We talk about Sweden every week almost on the Alex Jones Show because it's an example of, you know, progressivism gone mad. Not only are they talking about giving ISIS recruits, returning jihadists who come back to Sweden, taxpayer-funded housing and welfare. In fact, the head of, quote, anti-Islamophobia in Sweden went on to join ISIS. They're telling Swedes, give up your garages to house these migrants that are coming into the country. And now this top bishop in Sweden, and this is a report out of SVT, which is basically Sweden's national public broadcaster. It's basically their version of the BBC. She's calling for this church in Stockholm to remove the crosses, to remove the Christian symbols, and make the church more like an airport where they have facilities for Muslims to pray. And, of course, remove all the Christian iconography so as not to upset and offend the Muslims. She's a woman, as a lesbian, who would be executed in some Muslim countries because of her sexuality. And yet she's rolling out the red carpet. She's selling out Christianity just as the Pope has done. And now saying that these crosses, these Christian icons in this church should be removed completely. Again, as Robert Spencer writes, this is what a society and a culture in the midst of suicide looks like. Thankfully, there are some people speaking out against this. But again, if you want to look at what happens when extreme liberalism runs rampant, you only have to look at Sweden. And that's come more to the fore over the past few weeks and months as a result of this migrant crisis. Now, talking about progressive insanity, I wrote this article on Friday night, and we haven't really talked about it too much. Pouring drain cleaner in your eyes, the next trendy social justice movement. This is a woman who claims that she was born with a will to be blind from birth. And she actually got a psychologist to pour drain cleaner in her eyes to help her achieve that great social justice will to be blind, to be completely blind. Let's go to this clip now.
As extreme as Jewel's case sounds, she is not alone. Dr. Michael First is a leading expert on the condition. He even coined the term BIID to describe it.
A lot of people who have this just live with it, but they don't take that step of actually actualizing it. But a significant minority of people with this have the feeling so strongly that they will go and do something to make it happen. Our job is to reduce suffering however it's possible. The question is, what can be done? People have tried therapy, they've tried medication. None of those have really been successful. The ethics of whether it is okay to take a normal person and make them disabled is, I think you could make it an ethical case that if you conceptualize this as treating a condition, then it's okay to do it. The big fear, of course, is somebody goes ahead and gets an amputation and becomes disabled and then changes their mind. I'd like to encourage people to do what makes sense to make them feel better, but this is such a drastic move that it's hard to encourage.
Initially apprehensive, Jewel has now told her friends in the blind community about how she took her own sight.
I told her that I didn't care, that I think there's no resentment for her voluntarily taking her eyesight. That's not who I am.
I just don't think I've ever known anyone who had that condition. I think there's a lot understood in the medical community, but I'm sure that by what happened to you, it will be helpful to somebody else.
Hey, Jewel. How's it going?
Oh, hi, y'all. Does this affect our friendship at all?
No, actually, I want to thank you for sharing it with me. I think it's a really inspiring story, actually, because you've overcome a lot here. You're a very positive person. You contribute a lot to the blind community.
It's a really inspiring story. Did you hear those words? Pouring drain cleaner in your eyes is really inspiring, and she's a great representative to the blind community. Of course, the blind community, they don't want to be blind. It's a crippling disability that they're afflicted with their entire lives. Why the hell would this individual be such a great representation, a great idol, a great god to them? And then listen to what the doctor said. This is a woman who got a psychologist to pour drain cleaner in her eyes. And the doctor said, quote, "The ethics of whether it is okay to take a normal person and make them disabled, I think you can make an ethical case that if you conceptualize this as treating a condition, then it's okay to do it. It's okay to get someone to pour drain cleaner in your eyes." Now, of course, in a sensible world, this woman should be under, you know, psychiatric care. The psychologist who poured drain cleaner in her eyes to blind her should be in prison. But that's not how it's being treated. Dr. Michael First, professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University. That was the voice you just heard saying it's okay for people to pour drain cleaner in their eyes. That is the level of insanity that this has got to. Because she was born that way. You know, I'm not comparing directly transgender people, but that was the same argument we heard. And this is the way it's going. We've talked about, you know, paedophile rights being increasingly mainstreamed. And now they're talking about this woman being an inspiration. I guess she's, you know, stunning and brave like Caitlyn Jenner because she's such a great example for everyone else. You know, the people who like to hack off their penises because they feel they were born that way. And that's their right to do it. But don't make me pay for it with my tax money. But obviously, eventually, through Obamacare, you will be paying for this woman to be blind willingly through your tax money. And again, it's body integrity identity disorder. This is a mental illness that now the media, and if this doctor is to be believed, the medical profession is increasingly starting to mainstream and make into some kind of social justice cause that because she was born wanting to be blind because she had this mental illness, that now we should go around helping people to pour drain cleaner in their eyes. How insane has this progressive disease got? Let's go to a call because Dean's been waiting a while. Let's go to Dean in North Carolina. You're on the air, Dean. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm first-time caller. Mr. Watson, I've seen your piece on Blank the Pope, and I've seen Alex's show on Burning You. I've been watching y'all for about 6 months. I appreciate all your reporting and all you do for the American people. Yesterday, I was watching a piece from Chris Ann Hall, and she was talking about the UN. They met yesterday, and they were talking to all the mayors around the country and around the world about coming up with this thing called Strong Cities Network. And they said it was going to be to help the people, but it's actually going to be the UN militarizing the police. And they say that they're going to put this thing in effect at their next meeting in spring in Paris, France. And said the reason for doing this was they were going to stop the violent extremists.
So that's very interesting. I'll definitely look into that. We've had this call for the UN to come in, you know, under emergency situations. The U.S. military actually now is more geared to occupying foreign cities. So I guess in a case of, you know, martial law, those resources might be drawn elsewhere to the point where you might have a UN peacekeeping force come in if, you know, there is a major natural disaster. We've had, you know, Henry Kissinger talk about that at Bilderberg events. So I'll definitely look into that. Trash Hauler in FEMA Region 9. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul, great to talk to you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Coming through clear.
Okay. That was a great piece that you've been talking about that you did on people wanting to be trans-abled. And I got something. I didn't really want to let this one out of the bag, but last time I called, somebody took down my number and said they were going to call me back, and I kind of fell for that. But anyways, maybe I can give you the idea on the air. Here it is. You have kind of this crazy group of people that want to be trans-able. They want to pour Drano in their eyes. They want their limbs cut off. They want to be taken care of, et cetera. And then, guess what? We have this thing. The other thing that's big is we have this thing called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You get that? The Trans-Pacific Partnership. So the elite forces, somehow, this could be part of a big media meme. I think certain elite forces want us to be basically trans-abled, and they're going about it by having this quote-unquote trade agreement, TTP, TTIP, et cetera. How about a story on that?
Yeah, I think we got a story up on that today, actually. I think Kurt Nimmo wrote about it, and it's an issue that we'll continue to cover. But thanks for the call. We'll be back with more news and more of your calls after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PBX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Final segment
segment of the fourth hour health drive. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm Paul Jones Fox, and we're going to go to David Knight in a moment with an update on what's coming up tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. But the College Fix is reporting students warned bulging biceps, big guns advance unhealthy masculinity. The size of G.I. Joe's biceps and Arnold Schwarzenegger's guns in the Terminator movies is proof that the dominant form of masculinity is out of control. This is Vanderbilt University teaching students that working out and having muscles is toxic. We also have this out of Campus Reform. UCSD says the term minorities is offensive. Tell students to say people of color. So you can't work out, you can't stay fit, you can't say minorities, you can't say mother and father, you can't say children. Basically, you can't do anything. You can't say America. That's offensive. But you can pour drain cleaner in your eyes. That's trendy. You can get up on salon.com and say, I'm a paedophile, give me support and understanding. And then when anyone criticizes a paedophile being given a platform, they're hateful. Okay? Paedophilia is trendy. Pouring drain cleaner in your eyes is trendy. Peeing yourself and posting photos of it on Twitter, as feminists are now doing, that's trendy. But don't go and work out in the gym. That's toxic masculinity. This is the progressive hellhole that we now live in. David Knight, you've got some top stories coming up on InfoWars Nightly News. Break it down for us.
Yes, Paul, we've got the Trans-Pacific Partnership has now been settled. That's going to head the United States. We've got the fight of our life in this, and we're going to take a look at what this might mean because, of course, Speaker Boehner is stepping down. Are they going to fast-track this through before he gets out? Another person has put his name into the hat to replace Boehner, and, of course, that's Congressman Chaffetz, from New Mexico. This is the same guy that the Secret Service was just trying to attack with information that they had on him when he was investigating their failures. So this is an interesting development with that. We're also going to be talking about what happened on Saturday. You know, Obama was using the shooting on Thursday to attack guns in the Second Amendment. And then on Saturday, there was a mass shooting, a killing, attacking a hospital. This is a war crime. This went on for 30 minutes after they were notified. This is a very deliberate effect, but there's more to it than that, Paul. This also is about the unraveling of Afghanistan, just like we've seen in Iraq. That's what's essentially behind this attack in Kunduz. It's a desperate attack by the military to try to get control of that area. They're losing control of Afghanistan as well.
Okay, David Knight, we'll be sure to tune in to the InfoWars Nightly News. Again, I just mentioned it. Let's just finish our troll campaign. Fall for 4chan troll campaign by peeing themselves. They actually fell for this 4chan troll campaign where they said, hey, let's make fun of feminists by saying pee for equality to support rape victims. And they actually got up and did it. A bunch of feminists got on Twitter and basically peed themselves. And again, this isn't the first time it's happened. The free bleeding movement. This is where women run marathons while on their period without wearing any kind of protection to fight the evil patriarchy. And again, that was a 4chan campaign. It was started as a troll campaign to make fun of feminists, to say, let's get them to do this to make themselves look ridiculous. And they actually did it. And now they've repeated the trick where, and granted, it's only a few, feminists are getting up on Twitter posting pictures of themselves peeing their pants to support rape victims. Again, underscoring, illustrating the fact that these social justice warriors are so gullible that they'll basically fall for absolutely everything so long as it's done in the name of feminism, in the name of supporting this rape culture myth which doesn't exist. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show 4th Hour Overdrive. Again, get some more of your calls tomorrow. Sorry for the people we couldn't get to. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Stay tuned for that. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.